Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Growing number of Americans.
The Dow opens at 12,000.
Make it so, number one.
He's always in the numbers.
It's the magic number.
Doing it all by the numbers. Takeaway Business and Economics editor Charlie Herman joins us to discuss a number that just might represent an intersection between politics and the economy. What you got, Charlie?
82.
82, is that percent?
It's a percent.
So it's most of something or a really decent probability of something?
It's a good probability of something. It's the accuracy rate that if you look at where stocks are going in the 3 months before an election, a presidential election, August, September, October, that if they're going up, the likelihood that the incumbent president will win, or if they're going down, the likelihood that the incumbent president will lose. 82% of the time, the direction of that stock market for those 3 months will dictate who will win the election.
Is it all stocks?
It's just the S&P 500, which is a broad measure of the largest stocks. These are numbers that were crunched by them looking back at about 100 years, back to about 1900.
Wow. So that means that voters seem to follow investors. Buying stock means voters will hold on to their incumbent president.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the hard thing to know here is this because the economy is doing better, people feel better, confidence is stronger, so people are investing in the stock market, companies are hiring, they're feeling more positive, or is it the other way around? Is it that people think that perhaps the president, the incumbent, is the person who's going to win, so they start investing in stocks? It's a little bit hard to know which comes first, the chicken or the egg here.
Yeah, I guess if you're Wall Street and you really hate Obama and you think he's going to lose, you're going to push the stock market up.
Right. And that's a little bit of the counterintuitive. I mean, I think average person who's not a big investor, if they see the stock market going up, might think, oh, the economy's getting better. Obama's doing a good job. We should reelect him. But it's interesting because Wall Street right now, there's such this perception that that Obama is anti-Wall Street, that he sees them as fat cats. And since Wall Street investors are usually always looking several months out, from a Wall Street perspective, if you were to see the stock market increasing, an investor might look at that and say, oh, we think we're getting a change in the presidency. We're going to get, you know, Romney coming in, and he's going to be better for the economy, better for investors. But actually, that signal may mean that, according to this data crunched by S&P, that may mean actually that the incumbent will win.
Be careful what you wish for.
Careful
82% of the time, stock market S&P index going up, it means the incumbent.
Well, it's going up and down. I mean, the reality is that 16 out of 20 times when the stock market has gone up, the incumbent president has won. And three of those times when it wasn't right, when it didn't work, when this equation didn't work, there was a third-party candidate who got in the mix, who mixed it up. And the fourth time was in the middle of the Depression, and everything was a little off then.
That'll always
at the same time, the stock market's even more effective at predicting when the candidate will lose. So in the eight times that an incumbent lost, the stock market was going down seven times. So, you know, it goes both ways. So
interesting
correlation. Where the economy goes.
All right. Well, statisticians have been trying to connect stock performance to election results for quite a while. I mean, way beyond this S&P 82% thing. What do you got there?
Well, you know, this is interesting. There's this whole genre of people who look at, you know, where the stock market is going before and after the president is elected. And one thing that is very much agreed on that people see is what's called the presidential election cycle.
What's that?
That in general, there's a 4-year pattern, and that the first 2 years after a president is elected, whether it's his first term in office or second term, that the stock market doesn't do as well.
And then the cycle typically picks up.
The second 2 years of the term are usually accompanied by prosperous times and bull markets. The third year is the strongest of all three and continues to get stronger, with no losses in the Dow since 1939.
Whoa.
So that's Jeff Hirsch. He's actually the editor-in-chief of the Stock Market Almanac. He's been looking at this number. His father really started looking at this number back in the 1960s, pointing out this cycle that, yes, in general, the first 2 years of a presidential term, the stock market doesn't do as well. And then the third year is usually the best year to invest. And the fourth year, the election year, is actually not too bad of a year. And the thinking is, there's no real specific explanation, but the belief is that maybe in those first 2 years, the president is trying to push through those proposals, those policies. Maybe there's a war that's starting, that whatever, there's something that's going on that has investors and people nervous.
Change. Freaks out investors.
And then you get to the third year and you're like, oh, I got to get reelected. So I'm going to try and start pushing through initiatives and programs that maybe stimulate the economy, help businesses, help consumers, help voters. And that gets the stock market going. At least that's the thinking.
So let's fiddle with some other numbers. There are scenarios that seem to be very good for the economy and other scenarios that seem to be not so good for the economy. What's the best scenario on the election?
Well, we should separate out the economy from the stock market, because we're talking very much here about the stock market. What's interesting here is, who do you think is what's the best composition for the stock market, a Republican president or a Democratic president?
You know, I'd be pulling it out of a hat.
Well, what it comes down to is a Democratic president with a Republican Congress in both houses is usually the best for the stock market. The worst is a Democratic president with a Democratic Congress. So having a little bit of a mix-up there is actually usually better, at least when it comes to stocks.
Democrats winning it all is not so great. And
Republicans winning it all is okay, but the best is Democratic president, Republicans controlling the House and Senate.
And that was, I believe, the Clinton years, right?
That was part of the Clinton years.
There you go. All right. So let's review the bidding. 82% of incumbent presidents won a new term after a good 3 months beforehand when the S&P was going up. Then they're in office. The economy sinks maybe for 2 years, picks up by the third year, and the whole country gets better returns on their investment if they choose a Democratic president with a Republican.
The one thing I would just caution is these are cycles. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, as they say.
Voodoo economics.
There's a lot of things out there, like, do you look at the hymn lines, or is it the old NFL versus the AFL teams winning the Super Bowl to determine where the stock market would go? There are a lot of things out there to look at. These are pretty good numbers, but really when you make any sort of investment choice, you got to look at more things than just these cycles.
Voodoo economics, voodoo politics. Charlie Herman, economics and business editor for The Takeaway, with his big number of the week,